Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Lord My Healer. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I know some years ago, right after I got to Rhema, Phyllis and I got to Rhema, I don't know what brought it up, but we're hearing a lot of good word there every day. And something came up about us stepping out and obeying God and answering the call and going into the ministry. And I was thinking, yeah, praise God. And the Lord just helped me before the day was over. He said, well, he said, now he talks to you the way you understand. I don't mean I'm hearing an audible voice, but inside me. He said, well, I had to work with you a while to get you there. Right, yeah, sure, that's right. But in my youth and inexperience, I wasn't really thinking about it. And Phyllis and I had answered the call. Yeah, that's great. But how many remember that Jesus said, you didn't just choose me, I chose you. Amen. And he took me back and reminded me of how many times he dealt with me and led me to the knowledge of salvation before I ever received. Amen. How many of you didn't receive Jesus the first time you heard, or the second, or the third, or the 25th? Somebody say mercies, mercies, mercies. And then there were numerous things that, and Phyllis and I have talked about this before. We're now in our, 30-something year of ministry. And looking back, you can see, man, you came so close to missing it there. And if you'd have missed that, you'd have never even found out about this. And this would have never happened, and that turned into this, and then turned into that. You're looking back going, whoa, why didn't the Lord tell us how important that was? He didn't want to. He wants you to walk by faith. But it was His mercy. Mercy that if you weren't paying attention to it, He reminded you of it. Brought it back up to you. Brought it back across your path. If you ignored it for 20 times, how many know it's mercy to bring it up to you 4 times? Yes. Right? Yes. To bring it up to you 24 times? Great mercies. Great mercies. It's by His, according to His mercy, He saved us. Said out loud, according to His mercy.
According to His mercy.
He saved us.
He saved.
Now we know we're saved by mercy. But did you know that we're healed by mercy too? And that when people say it may not be God's will to heal, they just got through saying it may not be God's will to have mercy. Because every blessing available to mankind is a mercy based on what Jesus has done. And to say it might not be God's will for everybody to be healed is to say it might not be God's will to have mercy on everybody. Now this should become more obvious as we get into Scripture. Are you in Matthew 9?
Yes.
Matthew 9 and verse 1. He entered into a ship and passed over, came into his own city. And they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. Jesus, seeing their faith, said to the sick of the palsy, son, be of good cheer, your sins be forgiven you. And behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, this man blasphemes. Now let's just stop right here. This is how far off religious tradition is from God, from the reality of God. Here is Jesus, the Son of God, God manifested in the flesh Everything, he said, I don't do anything except what I see the Father do or hear the Father say. He said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. So they are hearing the exact expression of the Father, and they are seeing his will. And what's their response? He's blaspheming. That's how ignorant and how far removed. And these were the primary people in this region representing God, saying they're speaking for God, which is why you need to read your chapter every day, at least, right? Monday through Friday. You need to hear the Word so that you will have a foundation to measure and check everything you hear that people say about God, because God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit are being grossly misrepresented throughout the earth by religious people. And I'm sure I've made some mistakes and you've made some mistakes, but let's be open to be taught and to be corrected by the Word. Scribes. Now, these are not just scribes in any discipline. These are scribes in the Word of God. These are, they had the law and the prophets, and they were experts, supposedly, on the Bible. Doctors of divinity and theology. And this is their conclusion, looking at God manifested in the flesh. He's blaspheming. Verse 4, Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, wherefore think ye evil in your hearts? Whether it's easy to say your sins be forgiven you, or to say rise and walk. Why would you connect forgiveness of sin to healing? People have separated it. They said, oh yeah, you know, God's, he'll forgive you. Yeah, he's merciful to everybody to forgive. But now healing, you know, it just may not be. And the only reason that has become is because you can see healing. You might see the effects of forgiveness, but you can't see forgiveness. And somebody somewhere prayed and they didn't get healed. And so instead of staying with the Word, they came up with a new doctrine that takes responsibility for believing off of anybody and everybody and says, well, it must not have been his will. We just don't know. Well, why don't we do that with forgiveness? Notice he didn't say which one's harder. He said, which one's easier, to say your sins be forgiven or to say arise and walk? Say it out loud. It's just as easy to receive healing as it is to receive forgiveness. Jesus said so. Now this is life changing. I know a lot of people don't believe this yet because you were taught something different your whole life. But do we go with religious tradition or do we go with what Jesus said? Come on, I want you to say it. Don't just look at me now. Say it out loud. It's just as easy to receive healing as it is to receive forgiveness. Jesus said so. And what is this based on? Verse 6, he said, that you may know the Son of Man, not Son of God. Son of Man, he's doing this as a man. Has power on earth to forgive sins. He said to the sick of the palsy, arise, take up your bed, go to your house. And he arose and departed to his house. Is Jesus the same today as he was then? Has his will changed? No. He doesn't change. People have changed. Men, human beings have changed. But he hasn't changed. The multitude saw it. They marveled and glorified God, which had given such power to men. Now, as you begin to talk about this, sometimes the enemy, it's not that this is hard to understand. The enemy comes to try to confuse you and try to put condemnation on you. Well, does that mean if I've got symptoms of physical problems that something's wrong with me? Well, are you going to say, you know, why did I have to ask for forgiveness last week about that? I haven't arrived at symptom-free righteousness. So then forgiveness must not be real and must not be from me. No, just because you had a symptom of being unchristlike doesn't change the fact that it's God's will to forgive all iniquities, all sins, and that you have been made the righteousness of God in Christ, irrespective of how you look, feel, and even how you've acted. And just because you have some symptoms of physical issues, not being healed, doesn't change the fact that He put your infirmities and sickness on Jesus. Is that right? Yes. And it's His will for you to be healed, and by stripes you're healed. You can't, you know, pay for your mistakes, and you can't fix your body. You don't have to do either one. You got the easy part. What do? All you got to do is receive it. Just believe you receive it. You believe you're forgiven even though you haven't looked and acted like you're perfectly righteous. You believe you're forgiven. Can you do that? Come on, can you do that? Can you do that? Even with glaring symptoms of being unchristlike, can you still believe that you are clean by the blood of the Lamb? You're forgiven, even made the righteousness of God in Christ. Yes. You didn't deserve it. You didn't earn it. You didn't even do it. All you did was believe it and receive it. Well, can you do the same thing with healing? Yes. Can you do the same thing? Yes. You don't have to fix yourself. You don't have to feel bad because you still got some symptoms of not being healed. You just believe that you receive your healing. And not be moved by what you feel and see, and call your body healed, and call your body whole. That's all you got to do. It's all you got to do, honey child. That's it. That's all you got to do. And He does, He's already done. He's already done. Everything else. Whoo. Somebody needs to say, I believe I receive, complete forgiveness, for every mistake, every failure, every sin. I receive total forgiveness and total cleansing by the blood of the Lamb. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you forgiven?
Yes.
Don't check how you feel. Don't check how you feel. Are you forgiven?
Yes.
Don't look how you've acted. Are you forgiven?
Yes.
Yes.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, The Lord My Healer, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 1st, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God, God who gives me